Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Sunday morning broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Before we get started with today's message on justification, we wanted to take a second and remind everyone that our annual revival services are starting today. Now, Brother Bill Van Noonan will be the guest speaker this year, and he'll be kicking off the revival services this morning, actually, at 11 a.m., and then we'll have services again this afternoon at 4:30. And then throughout the week, Monday through Friday, he'll be preaching starting at 10 a.m., and then we'll have evening services starting at 7:30. So be sure and stop by this week and join us as we meet and worship the Lord together. Well, we'd better get started with today's message, so please turn to Romans chapter 5, and we're still in verses 1 through 9 as Pastor Reynolds continues our series on justification.
This morning, we're still in the book of Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 9. We didn't quite get all finished with that last time, but notice in particular, as we speak about justification by faith, the Bible says in verse 9 of Romans chapter 5, "Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him." Please understand here that we are now justified by His blood. Therefore, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. In verse 3, the Bible says, "And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also." My, this is the opposite of what a man would do. Because a man, when he faces tribulation, troubles, and trials, he groans and moans and carries on within himself because he doesn't understand. But the believer really understands. He says, "But we glory in tribulations also." And the reason that we glory in tribulations is because we know that tribulation is what brings patience unto us. The troubles and trials of this life doesn't thwart us. It doesn't cause us to fail. Rather, the tribulations of this world cause us to wait. The Bible says just to wait patiently upon the Lord. Then we gain experience. And after we gain experience, then we gain hope in Christ. And the Bible says in verse 5, "And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us." This is a great thing that God is doing for us. There can nothing defeat us. Nothing at all can thwart us. Nothing except us. But God has supplied for us everything that we will ever need. Notice in the book of Romans chapter 5 and verse 6, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly." Notice the word "for" in verse 6. "For when we were yet without strength." The word "for" there means because. We became without strength when sin came into us, and we have all known nothing but sin. We are all complete sinners in the sight of Almighty God. Therefore, all of us really need Jesus Christ. He is the one that can give us help. Only Christ can help us because nobody else can. Why? The Bible said that Christ died for the ungodly. Jesus Christ did not die for the righteous. If there's any righteous, Jesus did not die for you. He will let you stand on your own because that is what you have chosen to do. But Christ died for the ungodly. Christ died for the weak. Christ died for the infirm. Christ died that the sick might be healed. Christ died, He gave His life that sinners might be cleansed. Today, if you're a sinner, Jesus Christ can wash away your sins. But if you're not a sinner, if you've taken care of your sins all by yourself, then Jesus will let you do it. But notice what the Bible says here. for when we were yet without strength. I'm thankful that Christ died for me when I didn't have any strength to do anything at all. I'm thankful that I'm a believer, but only by the grace and by the help of Almighty God. Notice again that the Scripture says that Christ died for the ungodly, not for the righteous. You know, Jesus Christ died that Lazarus might be saved. But the rich man is in hell because the rich man trusted his own righteousness. And his own righteousness is just as a filthy rag. He didn't trust Christ. He wound up in hell. Where will you be when it comes to the time of your death? Are you trusting Christ? Are you trusting what you're doing now? Listen, this is an eternal foundation for your eternal destiny. In verse 7, the Bible says, "For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Notice, there might be some righteous person who will give his life for another person. But it is very, very clear that the one dying is more righteous than the one that he is dying for. It's much more clear that the one that is dying for the unrighteous is more righteous than the person he's dying for. This is the truth of it. Christ did not die for us because we were righteous, but he died for us because we were sinners. We could not do anything to help ourselves out of the pit of sin that we were in. We could not do anything at all. But it was by the grace of Almighty God that we have been saved. Notice what the Bible states in verse 8. "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Notice that it is God, not Jesus Christ, who commended or approved his love to us while we were yet sinners, not after we became pure or we were becoming pure. Jesus Christ did not die for us after we showed a little promise of believing in him, but he died for us when we were complete sinners, when we were completely away from him and going further and further away from him. I'm thankful that Jesus Christ has shed his own blood on the cross of Calvary, that sinners like me could be saved. How about you? Are you lost? Are you trying to be saved? Listen, it's not enough to try, because no man can ever reach the max of salvation without Jesus Christ. Every person must come to the place of realizing that they're lost and that they need Jesus Christ. This is the only way that anybody could ever be saved. Somebody would say, "Well, I think I'm in pretty good shape because I repented." Why did you repent? You give this glory to God because it is God that has caused us to come to the knowledge that we're sinners in his sight. And we give God the glory and the honor and the praise because he has saved us. Somebody else would say, "Well, you know, preacher, I've been baptized." Why were you baptized? Why? Were you baptized trying to believe in Christ? Do you believe that when you were under the water, that that's when you were really trusting Christ? Listen, you need to trust Christ before you ever get in the water. Jesus Christ told the disciples not to baptize anybody until they first believed in Christ. That's the truth of it. That's how it is. Somebody said, "Well, Richard said, I joined the church." So? What does that prove? Does that prove anything at all? I don't think so. I'm a member of the church at Forest Hill as well. But you know, I'm saved not because I joined the church, but because Jesus Christ looked upon me and he saw a rotten, hell-bound, deserving-to-go sinner. And Jesus Christ touched me. When I was 12 years old, Jesus Christ saved my eternal soul once and forever. Jesus Christ has done it all for me on the cross of Calvary. How about you? Are you trusting in what you have done? Or are you trusting in what Jesus Christ has done for you on the cross of Calvary? You think about that. You see, the Bible says in verse 8, "For God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Christ died for me. Did he die for you? Is Jesus Christ sufficient for you? Or do you need to add something to what Jesus Christ has already done for you? Think of that. You're placing yourself in equality with God, because you're saying that what you do is equal to that which is God's. And it's God that saves a soul. It's God and God alone. You understand that is so. The Bible says in verse 9, "Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." I'm thankful that Jesus Christ has done it all for me on the cross of Calvary. In verse 9, notice, is it any wonder that we are now justified by his blood, that we are not justified by any work that we have ever done? Is it any wonder at all? Because we are now justified by his blood, there is coming another blessing. Oh, notice this. There is another blessing mentioned in verse 9. "Much more then, being now justified by his blood." Oh, yes, I'm saved now. I'm fulfilled now. I'm right with God now. But there's something else coming. "We shall be saved from wrath through him." Not through anything that I've ever done, but rather there's another promise that's given to me in this verse. That although now I am justified by his blood, now I am right before God, now I'm eternally saved, but there's coming a blessing, because one of these days I'm going to be saved from wrath. And the reason I'm going to be saved from wrath is through him, through what he has done for me on the cross of Calvary. It's not because of anything that I've ever done. Jesus Christ is the one. I'm so very thankful that it is that way. I'm glad, so very thankful that I'm not having to trust anything that I've ever done. I'm glad that I'm not having to look back and say, "Did I really trust Christ when I was 12 years old?" No. I don't have to look back. Rather, now I can look forward because I'm washed in the blood of Christ.
As we mentioned before the message this morning, we would like to invite you to attend services with us. Our building is located at 124 South Main Street in Forest Hill, Missouri, and we'll be meeting twice today at regular times of 11 a.m. and then 4:30. And then since this is our revival week, we'll also be meeting Monday through Friday. And again, those services will be starting at 10 a.m. And then we'll have another service at 7:30 each night. So for more information about our church, you can log into our website at independencebaptist.org. And from the website, you'll be able to read articles, tracks, and download books. And there's also a lot of different audio files from prior radio broadcasts and from special services. Well, our time for this week is up, but we do want to thank you for listening and ask that you be sure and tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message about justification.